at Digging Deeper, we want to do everything we possibly can to protect these babies from sickening creatures. We refuse to sit and watch from the bleachers. The ugly truth. Hard to listen to, but impossible to ignore. Here's Struggle Jennings and his daughter Brianna with a cry for help. And then we'll get started on the ugly truth.
And these blurry eyes gonna be a horror story with a scary dies. Angels fly with their guns out, causing hell of fire when Mother Mary cries. I heard the lies, but I seen the truth. They gonna silence you if you bring the proof. They gonna call you crazy when you call them out. They try to box us in, but we can box them out. Don't dare ask me what I'm talking about. If you ain't listened yet, then you'll never hear it. We gonna pray to God and we gonna stand up. Got an army here, I know the devil fear. Yeah, the future's clear when you know the past. And that train is coming and it's rolling fast. Gotta fix the path that's on a broken track. There's no time for us to be holding back. Now we need some leaders to wake up the sleepers. Make believers out of non-believers. Let freedom of speech ring through the speakers. Take the filthy rich to the cleaners. Shine our light, baby, high beamers. Don't let sex crimes be a misdemeanor. Protect these babies from these sickening creatures. I refuse to sit and watch from the bleachers.
Save me, I can't save myself. Save me.
This is disgusting. This is the ugly truth. And it is so ugly. First of all, it's hard to listen to, but impossible to ignore.
Truth.
But it's not necessarily safe from being censored, even on the safe channels.
Mm-hmm.
They are working so hard. They are working overtime to limit the exposure, ding, see my phone says I'm right, to limit the exposure about the child trafficking and the things that are going on in Disney and elsewhere. And tonight, we have an episode that will almost mirror last week's episode, but in a different industry, but equally as disgusting and despicable as last week's episode, which has now been canned off of Rumble. Our last week episode, can you believe our episode was actually canned?
I don't know why. They didn't give us any notifications.
No notifications, no strikes, no violations on the channel. They just whappo, just took the ugly truth of the dark side of child TV off of the platform just today. But tonight, we're going to continue on telling the truth, and don't worry, that episode will also go right back up on that channel, and mm-hmm. we're putting it on our private server
we
as
will.
Well. So if you want to watch those, that was in reference to that series, the name of the series again?
It was Quiet on Set.
Quiet on Set. And there are four parts, is that
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yes.
And people actually are now sending us an email asking us, I'm dying or begging to see those videos because they are basically being censored or canned off of most platforms. Now, what we did find, just so you know, it is on the YouTube channel that is officially from Warner Brothers. Okay, so it is on there. They're completely copyright protecting it, and it is not even at a million views, but it is at least getting some exposure. But Dom Lecrae on Twitter refused to back down from that censorship or whatever you want to call it, trying to over copyright things, and he recorded the videos, put them on his Twitter feed, and then took them back down.
Yep.
Well, we have them for you on our private channel, and in lieu of the Fair Use Act, we review them, we show them to you, we comment on them, and we present them to you in an artistic nature to find out if this is actually the truth or if it's just another conspiracy. So tonight, we have the ugly truth of the Epstein of rap. This is P. Diddy. What the hell's going on with this?
Right?
P. Diddy, I heard he was a rapper, but what's going on? Break it down for us.
Well, he got into the news because there was a raid at his home. There was an FBI raid. So now people are talking about him all over the place. One of Diddy's backup dancers, Tanika Ray, revealed his circle was so horrific that girls quickly learned to avoid him at all costs. That's this lady here. Diddy is accused of running a pedo sex trafficking ring with the Hollywood elites.
No, that doesn't happen. There's no Pizzagate. There's nothing like that happening. There's no evil ring or evil cabal. Oh, my tweet. Here it is. Mm-hmm. Check this out.
Yep. So.
Oh, are we going to watch that video?
Maybe? We're going to watch this video, yes.
All right. This is disgusting, but just watch this. This is a great breakdown here from
the Reese Report.
Reese Report. Great job, Mr. Reese.
After the Department of Homeland Security's Investigations Task Force raided his home, rap artist Sean Combs, aka P. Diddy, has been in the news quite a bit. And the more you look into the story, the bigger it gets. According to a recent lawsuit, Combs and several members of his staff have been accused of sexual assault, human trafficking, and operating a blackmail operation with hidden cameras that captured politicians, athletes, and members of the music industry in homosexual acts and other compromising positions. In declassified MKUltra documents, we know that as early as 1954, in Operation Midnight Climax, the CIA ran several brothels with two-way mirrors set up where they would film targeted persons having sex with prostitutes. According to several close witnesses, Hugh Hefner was operating an extension of this blackmail scheme in his Playboy mansion. And of course, the infamous Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell were involved in this as well, with close ties to Israeli Mossad and the British Crown's Prince Andrew. Sean Combs has been using his friendship with Prince Harry to lure powerful people into his own blackmail operation. But it gets much worse than just blackmail. Combs was allegedly drugging underage girls and trafficking them across state lines, and appears to be a pedophile. In a disturbing video, Sean Combs claims he adopted a young girl, Ava Baroni, who said that she was on the streets before he took her into his home.
Yes, it was breaking news. Diddy adopted a white child. I want you to tell them the story about how I adopted you. But you still have beautiful parents that, but you're my child also, but please tell the story.
So, I was on the streets, and then Papa Combs decided that he would like to be a caring man. So then he saw me and decided to pick me up and said to come inside and play with his kids. Yeah.
Sean Combs appeared on Dan Schneider's TV show, All That, which notoriously employed several child predators who molested young actors on the set for years, all under the protected cover of Nickelodeon.
You know, in situations like this,
yeah,
I always ask myself, what would P. Diddy do?
What would P. Diddy do?
No, I don't know. Hey, let's ask him.
Sup?
We can't wake up Shane.
Tell you what, take this toy helicopter, put it down his pants.
In light of this information, an old video with a 15-year-old Justin Bieber and a 40-year-old Sean Combs is rather unsettling.
You ever seen the movie 48 Hours? Right now, he's having 48 hours with Diddy, him and his boy. They're having the times of their lives, like, you know, where we hanging out and what we doing. We can't really disclose, but it's definitely a 15-year-old's dream. I don't have legal guardianship of him, but for the next 48 hours, he's with me. So, and we're gonna go full, buck full crazy.
A series of recent trials and investigations appear to spell out a much bigger situation brewing in the background. In April of last year, movie star Leonardo DiCaprio gave eyewitness testimony in federal court to support claims that Praz Michel funneled over $20 million of stolen money from Malaysian billionaire Joe Lowe into Barack Obama's 2012 presidential campaign.
Leonardo DiCaprio's film The Wolf of Wall Street
was funded with over $100 million of stolen money from Joe Lowe and was likely given a plea deal in return for his testimony. on July 17th of 2023, 27 years after he was murdered, Las Vegas police served a new search warrant as part of their ongoing Tupac Shakur homicide investigation. 2 months later, Las Vegas police arrest Dwayne Davis, who, according to former LAPD detective Greg Kading, gave testimony in 2008 that Sean Combs offered him $1 million to murder Tupac. This criminal trail clearly leads to Obama and the satanic pedophile cabal that has been destroying America from inside the federal government. And while many of us remain cynical of ever seeing real justice, comedian Cat Williams predicted this would all come to light last January.
Race is not where the line is drawn. It's God's side and the other side. All of these big dick deviants is all catching hell in 2024. It's up for all of them. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is, T.G. Jakes, any of them, all lies will be exposed. That's all. And anyone who takes that the wrong way, know why they take it the wrong way.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Yeah, thank you again, Greg Reese, for the Reese Report there. The truth will be known, and that's biblical, folks. The truth shall be known, and that's a cool picture. We'll leave that on the screen for right now as we talk about a different picture, because I don't want to pull it up here. It's just speculation. But there was a, and you can go to our Twitter feed at Digging Deeper US. That's Digging Deeper US on Twitter. Or just go to diggingdeepertv.com and go down to the bottom of the page and click the X and you'll get to our Twitter feed. But what I'm saying is you'll find a picture there of two men standing next to each other. And this is no surprise. These celebrities are standing next to each other all the time.
Yeah.
But it was interesting that the person who posted the picture also posed a question. What do you think is going on in this picture? And what it was Diddy was standing next to Obama. And they were quite close. I mean, standing so close, they were, you know, their bodies were next to each other. They were coming out of a doorway, or just had exited a doorway in what looked like a home. So that sets the scenario there.
Okay.
And at first, when you first glance at it, you can't see their hands. They're interconnecting, that potentially interconnecting hands in the middle of the
like
picture.
Like they're holding hands?
Like they're holding hands, right. But so that's one of the speculations, that somebody's saying that. And that wasn't my guess. It was kind of my, like, initial reaction. It was like, oh, okay. They kind of look like they're holding hands. But the other things that you notice in this picture, and if you're on Twitter, you'll find this. You'll see this. But we're not putting it up because this is a radio show and a podcast, and we want to do a visual for you here. So hang with me. So we've got his chain. Diddy has his chain on, his medallion, and it's really kind of cockeyed. I guess you can call it that, or off to the side around his neck. It's not straight. Their clothes look kind of disheveled, quite honestly. Don't take anything there. Don't assume anything just because I said disheveled. And then Obama has a huge cheese-eaten or shit-eaten grin on his face. Like he's really smiling for the camera. And Diddy looks worried. He's smiling but kind of grinning, right? So, and in my estimation, they look sweaty. They look like they're not, like they were just busted. So Diddy's whole thing was this blackmail operation, just like Epstein's.
Right.
It was all about secret cameras and catching people in the act doing things they shouldn't be doing, mostly homosexual acts. It's sickening.
Yeah.
But that's what they were doing. So it's very possible, my theory is, and I didn't actually post this on Twitter because I don't know, you know, what's allowed and what's not. But I'm telling you right now, it looks to me like someone caught them coming out of the bedroom, took a picture, surprised them both. But Obama being the actor that he is, and P. Diddy being just real, their reactions were genuine. And that person is now maybe safe because now they've got a piece of blackmail on them. So that may have been a case of blackmail revenge.
Oh, could have been.
Because that was their scheme. So anyway, you'll see that picture on Twitter. Just go to our Twitter feed, like I said, or go to our website to see this version in video form on diggingdeepertv.com if you're not already there with us. We're also on Twitch, Twitter, Rumble, Facebook, and the website.
Mm-hmm. So this all occurred when the FBI raided P. Diddy's home.
Which is very interesting because we talked about this earlier, that we're under the Biden administration and the DOJ under Merkel. No. What the hell's his name? Yeah, the dude they wouldn't let become a judge, but then he became the attorney.
Right. Anyway,
so under our
current
attorney general, I cannot believe Merrick Garland, right?
Right.
I cannot believe they actually raided this sex offender's home. This guy's a child trafficker, a child rapist. He is responsible for the sale and rape and, in many times, both emotional and physical murder of children and adults. And he's raised up as a hero, but now he's busted. Why and how did that raid come about is for another episode on Digging Deeper.
I have an idea, but let's listen to Jesse Waters' report on this.
Shockwaves reverberating through the music industry after federal agents raided the LA and Miami homes of billionaire hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs. Homeland Security conducted the armed raid in an alleged sex trafficking operation. TMZ later capturing Diddy pacing around a private Miami airstrip. Diddy wasn't arrested, but his phones were seized. And there's speculation tonight that he's fled the country. We can't confirm it. Just breaking tonight, though, Diddy's attorneys putting out a statement saying, quote, "There is no excuse for the excessive show of force and hostility exhibited by authorities. This unprecedented ambush, paired with advanced coordinated media presence, leads to a premature rush to judgment of Mr. Combs and is nothing more than a witch hunt. We believe the raid was triggered by a litany of lawsuits, including from his own ex, alleging abuse, rape, and sex trafficking. Diddy settled that one, but then, 2 months ago, his former producer, Rodney Lil Rod Jones, filed an explosive lawsuit containing disturbingly graphic and disgusting details that not only implicate Diddy, but aim straight at the heart of the music industry. An elaborate racketeering, blackmail, and sex trafficking scheme that his lawyers compare to Jeffrey Epstein's. Now, for over a year, Lil Rod had unfettered access to Diddy's world, his homes, his planes, and his parties, where he claims he witnessed mountains of narcotics, illegal firearms, laced drinks, sex workers, and underage boys and girls. The producer claims he was groped by Diddy, groomed, and forced into humiliating sexual performances. Diddy's chief of staff, Christina Corum, is said to have been the Ghislaine Maxwell to Sean Combs, allegedly ordering her assistants to keep Mr. Combs high off gummies, pills, cocaine, and ecstasy, and maintaining a steady stream of sex workers for her boss. Now, some of the women brought into Diddy's orbit were under the age of 16. That's according to the complaint. The lawsuit claims he required the sex workers and underage girls to sign NDAs prior to entering his parties and prior to being drugged and sex trafficked at these parties. Diddy allegedly forced all of the women to drink laced De Leon liquor, as well as laced Chirac vodka and champagne. His former bodyguard, Gene Deal, said this.
Guys don't put those pills that they get to the girls in the champagne bottles because they popping them in front of them. It's in the orange juice and it's in the cranberry juice. They didn't put the pills and the stuff in there, the roofies. Those girls who like the mixed drinks, they gonna pour their own sexual act because they don't understand it ain't in the bottles, it's in the juice. Those guys, they learn that and they put it to those girls who don't know no better.
Now, Diddy called these his freak out parties. In attendance were celebrities, politicians, athletes, international dignitaries like British royalty, Prince Harry, and music label executives. Lil Rod claims some of the biggest names in the recording industry sponsored these parties with sex workers, drugs, and underage girls. The CEO of Universal Music, Lucian Grange, is named as a defendant. So is the former CEO of Motown Records, Ethiopia Habibarian, and others. Lil Rod says hidden cameras were in every room of Diddy's homes. Lil Rod believes that Mr. Combs possesses compromising footage of every person that has attended his freak-off parties and his house parties. Salacious tapes of Hollywood's biggest names, including record CEOs and politicians, doing drugs and cavorting with prostitutes and minors. The complaint argues that these freak-off parties were a business model. Young and up-and-coming talent attended and were promised career opportunities and access to music executives. They were then plied with drugs and alcohol, filmed. Some were blackmailed. There was a quid pro quo, according to the complaint. Lil Rod said not only were these music executives sponsoring these parties, they were handing Diddy large sums of cash that he used to pay for the sex workers and drugs. Something tells me the IRS is going to be interested. The suit claims the defendants funded the sex trafficking venture and participated in the recruitment of victims. Now, if this is true, this is so bad. Famous artists like Usher, at the age of 13, were whisked away to Diddy's Puffy Flavor Camp.
I lived with Sean Puffy Combs for a year.
That's the crazy thing. Now, that was L.A. Reid's idea, right? We're sending you over to something called Puffy Flavor Camp.
There you go.
You were 13. What were you seeing?
I went there to see the lifestyle.
Right.
And I saw it. And it was. But I don't know if I could indulge and understand what I was even looking at. It was pretty wild. It was,
so nobody
it was
tried to, you know, some woman didn't come along.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I didn't say that. What I did say is that there were very curious things taking place.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't necessarily understand it.
Would you ever send your kid to Puffy Camp?
Hell no.
15-year-old Justin Bieber spent days with Diddy.
Right now, he's having 48 hours with Diddy, him and his boy. They're having the times of their lives. What we're doing, we can't really disclose. But it's definitely a 15-year-old's dream. You know, I have been given custody of him. And we're going to go full, buck full crazy.
We're going crazy.
Crazy.
I'm taking this out tonight.
What you want to do?
Let's just go get some girls. Let's go hang with some girls.
Man after my heart. That's what I'm talking about here.
We're not accusing Diddy of doing anything bad with Bieber, but Diddy's lifestyle was an open secret in the industry. People have been warning about this for years.
Now, I've had to turn down $50 million four times. Four times, just to protect my integrity and that virgin hole I was telling you about. Right, because P. Diddy be wanting the body. And you gotta tell him no. You got to tell him no. I did. See, I got the receipts for everything I'm telling you.
Now, Diddy operated like he was protected. Mr. Combs made it clear that his head of security, Fahim Muhammad, had the power to make people and problems disappear. Fahim Muhammad, Diddy's head of security, was the former head of security for Michael Jackson, who was also accused of sexual deviancy. Diddy's head of security is accused of paying off law enforcement. The lawsuit claims Diddy bragged about getting away with shooting people. Diddy and his girlfriend at the time, J-Lo, weren't charged for that New York City nightclub shooting involving rapper Shine. Another shooting that Lil Rod alleges he saw was a shooting inside of Diddy's own studio that left blood in the restroom, where Diddy instructed Lil Rod to lie to the police by telling them that the victim was shot standing outside the studio by a drive-by assailant. The lawsuit has photos of this stuff. And after hours of forensics and police inside the room, no charges. Lil Rod claims he saw Diddy distribute guns from his bedroom closet to questionable individuals dressed in all black. Diddy alluded to having law enforcement in his back pocket. Lil Rod said the defendants bragged about murdering people and bribing witnesses and jurors. Inside of Diddy's mind, the lawsuit says he believes he's above the law and is untouchable. But it looks like Diddy's world's collapsing. Now, what we don't know is how many people he'll take with him and whether we'll ever see the evidence the feds seized from his homes.
All of these big
deviance is all catching hell in 2024. It's up for all of them. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is. All lies will be exposed. That's all. In 30 years, I've done nothing but collect information, knowledge, and your secrets. So if you and a man was in a corner doing something you wasn't supposed to be doing, I know so many things I shouldn't know, and they all know it. They all know it.
Oh, wow. So much to unpack there, but because of the limitation of time, mm-hmm. I want you to go ahead and answer that you were referring to something before we went to the videos. You said you have a theory of why the DOJ allowed this huge raid on this guy and why he felt above the law. So expand on that, will you?
Well, it very well could be that they were just going in there to destroy evidence.
Right, as we saw then from the video.
Uh-huh.
The videos we saw.
Not necessarily gather evidence against him.
To find stuff that they needed to get rid of.
Yes, or gather for people they needed to.
Isn't that interesting that that kind of resembles the one at Key Largo? The raid on Trump's place.
Yep.
Mm. Wow.
Yep. So, Sean Combs' sex trafficking tunnels, according to the Daily Mail, inside Sean Diddy Combs' $440 million L.A. home has 8 bedrooms, 11 bathrooms, and an underwater tunnel, as property is raided by Homeland Security as part of the sex trafficking probe.
Underwater tunnel?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
And just a little reminder, never forget how Kamala Harris got her start. She isn't a stranger to Diddy parties. She was taken there by one of her ex-boyfriends.
Long before she met Doug Emhoff, she dated some prominent men, including in 2001, former talk show host Montel Williams. Back then, he was the famous one and had to introduce her to the paparazzi. Now the whole world knows who she is.
Isn't that sad? The whole world knows who she is now.
And look at that. He was saying her name intentionally, Kamala. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this is all a setup. They're bringing people up the stage and promoting them. And it's sickening because they've all been abused. And we do want to say this. We are praying for all the individuals that are wrapped up in this evil, because like Kat said at the beginning there, this is a war of God and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
It's God against the evil. And yep. We are going to do everything we possibly can here at Digging Deeper to protect the children. And we just recently tweeted and shared a post on Facebook as well that said that it is our duty to stand between our children
mm-hmm.
and anything and everything evil.
We're here to protect them.
Amen.
Yep.
And thank you for listening to The Ugly Truth, because
they can't stop us, 'cause we're ready to fight, trying to brainwash us. But we won't let freedom die. The whole world's brainwashed.
Everybody pick a team, start a riot in the streets.
The whole world's brainwashed.
It's us against them, it ain't you against me.
The Ugly Truth. Hard to listen to, but impossible to ignore. I think by now everyone's heard of podcasting, but what is it exactly? Podcasting is radio on demand through the internet. Simple. It's nothing new, actually. By definition, we've been podcasting for over 20 years. Now, millions of people are tuning into podcasts every day. And the most interesting thing for you is that podcast listeners are more likely to buy a product or service as compared to other media. Of course, radio is still a solid option in the digital age. And that's why you are going to contact us about how we can get your message on podcasts everywhere for less than a nickel an ad. Contact us through the Harvest USA Facebook page or harvestusareport.com. The numbers are on the screen. Yes, and also any of our podcasts, you know, that includes this one that you just heard. That was The Ugly Truth. The one prior to that was Truman's Matrix. And our first episode was Healthy Living. Our Digging Deeper Live can also be sponsored. Or this next episode, which is our Faith Matters segment. So any of those episodes, just please contact us through this podcast, through any of our social media platforms, or right there on Hail Multimedia. I'll make it easy for you. I'll give you the exact email address so you can just shoot us an email. That's support@hailmultimedia.com. And then that way you'll have that. That's support@hailmultimedia.com.